Nick Cardiff, this is Tyler.
Hey Tyler, it's Rick. Mine's out in Utah.
Hey Rick, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Busy man. It's been quite the hectic last few weeks over here, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah, well, good. Hey, you wanted me to call just to give you an update on I don't know what you want an update on, but I have a minute so I can give you a call.
Yeah. You're I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull up
Platinum Landscape.
Yeah, Platinum. There we go. Yeah. It'd been a few months there. I know you said business was going to get pretty hectic for you there. Just kind of wanted to touch base there again, kind of see what you were looking to do, kind of how much capital and stuff like that, so.
Well, you had sent me a letter and said we are pre-qualified for 250,000. I talked on various occasions with you, and you said, "Look, the biggest, you've pulled our better. What I don't know, you pulled something and said you've been pre-approved. We can't really give you a rate until we look at a few items from you, but that won't take long, and we can process it, and then I can get back to you on what the rate is." So I'm still looking at the 250, and I've got the copies, electronic copies of my bank statements and my year-end tax return that my office manager pulled together for me. So I'm going to forward
Perfect.
those over to you later on today. But yeah, I mean, I want to move on. I've talked to my CFO, and he's like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's have that capital available."
Of course.
So,
How was the last month or two there for you? Did you have like projects lined up there? I know you things
oh
got a little
yeah,
hectic.
we're close to being sold out for next year already. So we've got
Wow.
a lot of big projects, and just in this industry, the construction industry, cash flow is a challenge because you receive deposits and then you're performing work and you can't bill that work until it's done, but you've got expenses that go with it. So we just need kind of capital that can bridge us, but the cash flow is there for us. I mean, there's no problem on the financial side. It's just having a little bit of working capital to get us through the squeezes.
Of course, of course. And I mean that's kind of where we're able to step in and do exactly that. But as far as what you guys did there, I'm trying to figure out. I didn't put down in the notes there. Did you know what you guys did in sales there last year? Because that's kind of what we base the actual approval of how much we'd be able to allocate there to you. I
We
might be able to give
did
you
about 1.8.
a Okay, about 1.8 million in sales.
Yep.
Okay, so I
We've
would
been at
say
that for the last 3 or 4 years.
pretty consistent.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I would say you're probably going to be right in the I would say maybe 150 to maybe 220 range on the
How much?
150 to 220, I would say on the capital there that we'd be able to free up for you. The
All
big
right, how
thing
come
that
that changed since our last conversation?
Well, on our last conversation here, I don't even think we got into specifics on how much capital it was. I know
We
I'm looking
did.
at. Did we get
Yeah, we
into
did,
it?
and I told you. Oh yeah, I told you how much revenue we've done and how long I've been in business and all that.
Okay. I might have to go further down into it. But it you're right in the ballpark there of pushing to the 250. There's just a few factors, that we do look at. Your sales are healthy there. The only two things that The two big things that we look at are going to be credit and then time in business.
Well, I've been in business, I told you this, I've been in business for 18 years. We
Okay.
do about 30% net profit, and I have, I think, maybe two loans. That's it. Everything else is paid for. So,
You do have two loans at the moment?
yeah, on a
They
tractor and a
are
truck.
on a tractor and a truck. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then how much longer do you have there on those two current loans?
I don't know. I don't know the details on that. My office manager knows
Okay.
all
If
that
it's on the
data.
equipment side,
Yeah.
you should be okay there though. But yeah, as soon as you can get that over there, I can get you an answer here in about 24 hours. If you're able to get it over to me today, I should be able to get it submitted. I got a few other meetings here I might have, but I should be able to get it submitted if you get it over to me here within the next hour or
Okay.
two. And then
Yeah, I mean,
we'll
I just
just
don't want to do all this and have, I mean, that's what I told you on the front end. I don't want to play. I get about two calls a day for people that, want, "Hey, we can help you out with finance needs and all that stuff." And I don't take any of those calls. I just don't want to play the game. So I don't want you to come back and say, "Oh yeah, you qualify for 100,000." I'd be really frustrated after all the conversations we've had if that's that's the outcome. So, I just need you to shoot straight with me, man.
No, yeah, and that's exactly my role here is if that's what you're pushing for here, you want the high amount. That's what we can do for, and that's usually what I do with all my clients anyways. I'll just push for the largest amount at the longest term possible, and then you can work backwards from there. But like I said, if you're looking for that larger amount, that's something I can push for. But like I said, as soon as you get that paperwork over, we should be good to go. Did you want me to – was there a different email you wanted me to use to shoot that over, or do you just want to keep the same one we've been talking back and forth
with? No, it's fine. You've already sent it to me, right?
Yeah, I believe I did.
And then you need – yeah, you did. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
I've got to fill that up, and I'll get it over to you. And
all right. Well, if you
do – I need to know what the interest rate is and all that. I mean, obviously, that's a big deal. But
yeah,
you give me preliminary rates, too, so – mm-hmm. I'm hoping that nothing changes here too crazy. Otherwise, I'm not interested.
Okay. No. Yeah. We'll definitely get into the details there. Underwriting can pretty much break everything down there for you for the questions that you'll have. I said, let's just get the paperwork in, get that over with, and see what kind of approvals we can work with for you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Rick. We'll be in touch. If you have any questions, just give me a call or you can shoot me an email. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, bud.
All right. Bye.